Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live. It is the seventh day of February 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to break down all the latest election news in the aftermath of Super Tuesday. We've now got the delegates, the numbers, who's in the lead, who's winning. Basically, the establishment has fielded a gaggle of New World Order insiders and is moving forward with a Hillary versus McCain ticket, both of them for open borders, both of them for gun control, both of them for endless wars, both of them for restrictions on free speech. And Bush says he's ready to back GOP nominee. McCain has widened his lead against Romney and others. Clinton is also leading right now against Barack Obama in the aftermath of Super Tuesday. They're saying that Romney is facing long odds for the nomination. The big question now is, what does Ron Paul do? LouRockwell.com, I think rightly so, is not calling for a broker convention, which we haven't had since the 50s. They are calling for a third-party run, so we'll be fleshing that out today and debating it as well. Also, on the Willie Nelson front, on Monday, of course, we interviewed Willie Nelson. He talked about 9/11 being an inside job. He talked about his fears of a dictatorship being set up in the United States. Now the ultimate pinhead has called Willie Nelson a pinhead, and that's coming up in the next segment. Bill O'Reilly has gone after Willie Nelson for his interview here a couple days ago. Also, we have a large stack of important financial news. Pending home sales skid even more than expected as the recession deepens, the orchestrated recession by the central banks who are attempting to blow out the economy so they can consolidate real assets after flooding the global system with liquidity, credit, and currency. Stocks are wobbling also after retail sales report came out, oil prices going back up. This is just some of what we're going to be discussing today here on the broadcast. Also, Larry Nichols, who's in the Clinton Chronicles, who worked with the Clintons when Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were in the governorship. He's going to be joining us to give us his whole take on the Clinton crime machine. That's right. We are going to have either a Bush or a Clinton in the White House, not just since 88. Everybody knows that Bush Sr. really ran the White House since Reagan was shot in 81 onward. So really from 81 until 2008, we have had a Bush or Clinton in the White House. Now we're looking at 4 to 8 more years of that. It'll just be Clinton the fifth, you know, Bush the ninth. It'll be like two imperial dynasties. They'll probably intermarry. And we'll just have that here in the United States with these staged elections. All right, all this and a lot more straight ahead after this quick break. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, several days into the aftermath of Super Tuesday, and we now have a lot of the numbers on that. Who's ahead? Who is being positioned to be the anointed one for the nomination of the Republican Democratic Party? But right now, I want to go ahead and get into the latest development in the Willie Nelson story. For those that are just now joining us, on Monday we interviewed Willie Nelson for an hour here on air, and Mr. Nelson himself brought up the fact that he believed 9/11, the official story, to be a fraud, and he talked about how he had seen controlled demolitions in Las Vegas and how Tower 1 and 2 looked like that they had been demoed. We then went into Building 7 that hadn't been hit by an aircraft, but that later that afternoon collapsed symmetrically into a nice little neat pile. Now, we've interviewed firefighters and police and medical workers who said they heard a 20-second countdown. They were told to get back, and that Building 7 was brought down. We even have CNN footage, as you see the police saying, everybody get back at 5:30 in the afternoon. Amy Goodman is in the shot. Doing local New York news, she starts running, and then you see Building 7 fall. Then, of course, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the complex, in a PBS documentary, America Rebuilds, said that they, quote, gave the order to pull the building and then watch the building come down. That is a demolition term in the industry. And in the very same film, they cut to months later when they're demolishing Building 6, and they have explosives on the columns and big cranes with cables to pull it the direction they want when they blast the columns, and they say, getting ready to pull Building 6, when they were destroying the rest of the buildings in the complex, and they blow it up, and it falls over on its side. That's what pulling it means. And they continue to try to spin what happened there. Also, BBC, 25 minutes before Building 7 fell, reported that Building 7 had already fallen and gave the official line that later came out. They talked about how it collapsed totally into its own footprint magically with Building 7 in the background behind them out the window. And then it turned out that another BBC channel, both BBC channels reported it as well as CNN. So that's some false scripting, kind of like with the Kennedy assassination. Hours before they'd even caught Lee Harvey Oswald or anyone even knew his name here in the U.S., they had kind of had a false start with their news, and magically newspapers in New Zealand and other countries on the other side of the world were reporting that they had captured Lee Harvey Oswald before it had even been announced here that they were indeed looking for Lee Harvey Oswald. Same thing. They reported it a little bit early. So now Bill O'Reilly, this is an individual who, of course, said he was for the Iraq War, now says that he wasn't for the Iraq War. This is an individual who is engaged in every form of yellow journalism, known under the sun, to even call him a journalist, is comical. And he has this sophomoric section of his broadcast called Patriots and Pinheads. And he doesn't refute Willie Nelson talking about the buildings being controlled demolitions. He doesn't refute any of the evidence of that. They also took out of context the comments he was making to where people watching on the Internet and people commenting on the Internet said, oh, Willie Nelson saying that no planes hit Tower 1 or 2. No, Willie Nelson was talking about Building 7. And the government doesn't say that an aircraft hit Building 7. It's a separate building. It was a 47-story structure that collapsed into its own footprint that afternoon. So here is Bill O'Reilly. Then we'll decipher his propaganda here.
Pinheads and Patriots is next tonight, starring Willie Nelson and me. Uh-oh. Right back. Time now for Pinhead and Patriots. I, your humble correspondent, and the Patriot tonight. I know that doesn't sound humble, but hear me out. For the past few years, the Scripps Howard News Agency has run an article where famous people pick the Super Bowl winner. Right now, I have the longest running streak in the country. Five straight picked correctly. So, in the Super Bowl predicting category, I'm a patriot. I just wish I could pick political races as well. On the Pinhead front, we are on the road again with Willie Nelson. The 74-year-old singer counts himself among the 9/11 conspiracy nuts.
What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two. And then I saw the building fall that didn't get hit by nothing. So, you know, how naive are we? Or, you know, what do they think we'll go for?
Good grief, Pinhead.
So that's how deep his analysis gets. I mean, it's like something out of 1984 where they just put somebody's image on the screen and we have the 2 minutes of hate. He is a patriot, i.e. Bill O'Reilly, because he watches football, and he's manly, and he can predict who is going to win the Super Bowl. Willie Nelson, on the other hand, because he has the courage to make controversial statements and to come out and talk about a subject that the majority of Americans believe was an inside job, according to scientific polls. How dare him? How dare Willie Nelson have an opinion other than Bill O'Reilly's? And so it's boiled down to Bill O'Reilly is a patriot. Willie Nelson is a pinhead. Well, at least Willie Nelson isn't sexually harassing his employees, and at least he isn't calling up and trying to engage in dirty phone sex like Mr. Pervert, Mr. Fake Conservative, Bill O'Reilly. I've just had enough of Bill O'Reilly. And one big reason is that if you look at him back when he was the producer of other TV programs, we ought to pull those up and play some of those today. He said that the government killed Kennedy. He did real reports. He laid out exactly who was involved in it. He talked about the New World Order. This is 15 years ago, 14 years ago, on Extra and Inside Edition and programs like that. And then now you look at Bill O'Reilly, he is a completely different individual. Here's the story from the JonesReport.com. O'Reilly calls Willie Nelson a pinhead for 9/11 remarks. O'Reilly launched an attack on country legend Willie Nelson last night in retaliation for bolstering support of 9/11 truth. But first, Bill O'Reilly took a moment to recognize himself as one of America's true patriots, a humble patriot, well, because he called the Super Bowl 5 years straight. Never was there a truer example of Samuel Johnson's famous words, "Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel." While Willie Nelson, on the other hand, is labeled a pinhead for statements he made on the Alex Jones Show, where he claimed the tower's collapse resembled a Las Vegas demolition. Samuel Johnson also said of the true patriot, now listen to this, does this sound like Willie Nelson, or does this sound like Bill O'Reilly? "It is the quality of patriotism to be jealous and watchful, to observe all secret machinations, and to see public dangers at a distance. The true lover of his country is ready to communicate his fears and to sound the alarm whenever he perceives the approach of mischief by government." Now, does that sound, and that's what all the founding fathers said. That's what all the great statesmen said. Don't trust the government. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, like fire. George Washington said, government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Read the Federalist Papers. Read the Anti-Federalist Papers. It was about not trusting the government, being informed, being involved, keeping special interest from taking over your society. Now patriotism is mindlessly saying that you know how to call football final scores. That is the sum of a patriot, because they've taken our heroes. They're not George Washington. They're not Benjamin Franklin. They're not Mahatma Gandhi. They're not people like Martin Luther King. Now, they have replaced those with football and baseball and basketball players. They have replaced our heroes with people like Britney Spears, so they can then destroy them in the public eye when they're hopped up on their psychotropic prescriptions. They have turned this country into predominantly a group of people who aren't even dumbed down so much as they're experts on football scores and how to act cool and how to polish their cars and, you know, how to act trendy, but not on how the world actually works. So I want to get your take on Bill O'Reilly at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But I am glad that hundreds of newspapers did carry the Associated Press article about Nelson on the show Monday. They carried that Tuesday and Wednesday, the last 2 days. And everything from Fox News to CNN has posted the story. AOL's front page, ABC News, has carried it as well. And so now, not only is it the former German defense minister or the former head of German intelligence or the former head of Italian intelligence or the former Italian president or the Japanese diet with the leader of Japan's second largest party going public on national television with a governmental investigation of 9/11 being staged by the military-industrial complex here in the United States. It's no longer just Bob Baer, who the movie Syriana was made about, the most highly decorated field CIA commander living. It's not just Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief in Europe, going public on this show saying he believes 9/11 is an inside job. It's not the thousands of architects and engineers and physicists and scientists and the head of an entire division of underwriting laboratories, Mr. Ryan, who went public and said, "We did internal tests. It's impossible that Building 7 fell." No, now it's Willie Nelson. It's not just Charlie Sheen or Martin Sheen, his father, that have gone public saying 9/11 is an inside job. We have an Angus and Reid scientific poll now from almost 2 years ago. The numbers just get better and better on our side. 84% believe the government is lying about 9/11. The polls are as low as 36% believing the government carried out the attacks and as high as 68% when plainly asked, "Do you believe the government was involved?" saying yes. So we are the majority. Just like in the average poll, 85-plus% of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy. The people don't buy your bull anymore, mainstream media. But tell you what, just keep on lying, keep on spinning, and you'll keep on hemorrhaging your market share because everybody knows you're a pack of spinning liars for the military-industrial complex.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Isn't their objective the world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, it is atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades.
We're back live, getting into some political news, and we'll go to your calls in the next segment. why a third-party candidacy makes sense for Ron Paul from Lou Rockwell. Until Super Tuesday, many Ron Paul supporters believed his efforts to win the presidency were best served by remaining within the Republican Party. They believed the primaries would end in a brokered convention from which Paul would emerge as the compromise candidate. Well, if you study brokered conventions, you need to just be a few percentage points behind the supposed leader. And even that is then demonized in the press when they had brokered conventions the last time back in the late 1940s. You can just go pull up the history of that. It's in any major political encyclopedia online, or you go to the library, and I've actually looked into it. We're going to do some shows on broker conventions versus third party coming up in the next week or so. I know the Paul campaign is split internally, but I happen to tell you, I can tell you they are leaning towards third party run. It continues. Proponents of this scenario argue that Paul must remain Republican, for history tells us that third-party candidates have no chance of winning the presidency. The results of Super Tuesday, however, tell us that Paul now has no chance of winning the GOP nomination. Even if frontrunner McCain doesn't lock up the nomination, a broker convention of neocon delegates will choose Joe Lieberman ahead of Ron Paul. Winning the GOP nomination would be a hollow victory anyhow. The party hierarchy has shown itself willing to undermine Paul's candidacy. The already faltering GOP fundraising machine would be unlikely to shower corporate donations upon a candidate who opposes pork on principle. And given that millions of Americans have become so outraged at this administration that they have sworn off voting Republican forever, the nomination could be more drag than lift. And he goes on to break down the fact that Ron Paul does have the grassroots machinery to get on the ballot. He can raise the money. And imagine Ron Paul then being in those national debates. Now, that's why Bloomberg sees that both big parties are weak. That's why he's considering a third-party run. Now, that does weaken Paul. We've had Kent Snyder, head of the Ron Paul campaign, on. He agrees that a third-party run becomes weaker with a Bloomberg, but he agreed on air that a third-party run might be a good idea. We're going to have Ron Paul on, by the way, next week. That's being confirmed right now. We might even have him on tomorrow, but we'll see. He normally joins us about once a month. Again, a broker convention, people are saying, well, Ron Paul supporters need to go in at all the state levels and flood the delegate post. But if Ron Paul's getting 5-10% of the vote, if he comes out with 60-70 delegates and the others have, you know, 500 apiece, imagine Ron Paul delegates trying to stand up and say, we're for Ron Paul. Back in the 40s when this last happened, when the candidate was just a few percentage points behind the supposed leader, the media talked about delegates trying to steal the election and foil the voters. And that's how they're going to frame this in the media. That's how they will push it. If Ron Paul's got 5-10% of the delegates, we're not sure how that's going to end, but right now he's got about 5% of them. It's just not going to float. And I'm sorry I have to give people that news. I really think the campaign needs to very soon announce that they're going to run for a third party. The campaign is now, this is just facts, losing momentum. You can see the slowdown in the giving of money. You can see the slowdown in grassroots activity. I've gone and looked at all the big Ron Paul sites. Their traffic is down by about 60%, some sites even more. And I can tell you, I've been doing this a long time, where this is going. And the longer he stays in as a Republican, the less time he has to re-energize the campaign by announcing a third-party candidacy. We can't wait to go into the convention and then hope that with 10% or less of the delegates that Ron Paul can then come in and with delegates infiltrating for other candidates' votes and claim any type of right to have a brokered convention. In fact, there's reports that it looks like Mitt Romney, if he continues to fall way behind McCain, that he can't even call for a brokered convention. But you watch, he'll probably end up being McCain's vice president or something like that. I know we're here in the Ron Paul bunker and we're trying to command armies that don't exist. This just isn't going to work. And that's just the facts. We'll see what the campaign does. I know they're trying to adjust and figure out their strategy right now, but they don't have time to wait. They need to, in the next few weeks, at least start hinting towards their grassroots system that there's a second half of this ball game coming up. But you're welcome to debate that with me on the other side. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is Thursday, the 7th day of February 2008. The last segment I was saying, look for Mitt Romney to lose, that he was behind, that he couldn't even go for a brokered convention when he has hundreds and hundreds of more delegates than Ron Paul. Well, guess what just came out from CNN? Mitt Romney quits the race. We'll have to confirm this. I just got this during the break. CNN and various news agencies are reporting the presidential hopeful of the Republicans, Mitt Romney, is bowing out of the race. CNN reports that the ex-governor of Massachusetts understands how to interpret numbers, and he has suspended his campaign, according to the CNN report. John McCain is speaking with Mitt Romney regarding this new development. In fact, that's too important. Let me just double-check this. Again, this news is coming in fast and furious here. Check the old Google for Mitt Romney. And right now they're reporting Romney faces long odds in bid to overtake a surging McCain. We will try to track this down and confirm that. Again, this just came in. This is not confirmed yet because the Guardian's reported that just 17 hours ago he was vowing to stay in the Republican race. But these guys usually do the opposite of what they say, so we'll confirm that. In fact, I know we have loaded phone lines, but after we take some calls, if you've indeed been seeing the news, report this, let us know. I've got this here from CNN, but I want to, again, double confirm that. Now, listen, I just don't want to be delusional here. I'm trying to be a realist. There have been brokered conventions, but the last time they had them in the 40s, the individuals who tried to have brokered conventions failed. They didn't get it. You have to have candidates that are neck and neck to have a brokered convention. There are people openly talking about having Ron Paul supporters show up and take over delegate positions and to hope that Mitt Romney or John McCain or Huckabee delegates don't show up, and so then they'll be the delegate and can vote for Ron Paul. That politically looks like stealing votes, exactly what Diebold machines have been doing in New Hampshire. Exactly what the mainstream media has been doing. When Ron Paul wins Louisiana, they say he got second place. When he gets second place in Nevada, they just don't even show him and say McCain got it. That's what they're doing. That's what they're engaging in. And I've looked at the poll numbers. If you really believe that Hillary was 13 to 20 points, depending on the poll, behind Barack Obama in New Hampshire, and then magically she won by more than 3 points, any way you cut it, that's more than a 15-point swing against the polls. We've never seen scientific polls be this wrong. They were always 2 to 4 points off, plus or minus. So all the spin doctors get up and explain to us why polls suddenly don't matter. Well, speaking of polls, in major Gallup polls, 85% of Americans believe that the election process has been compromised fraudulently by these no-record, secretive, no-paper-trail voting systems. There is no doubt that Ron Paul has done much better than what has been shown. And there's no doubt that Hillary is less popular than Barack Obama. I know a lot of Democrats on the ground. I've been all over the country the last 6 months. I've done hundreds of interviews around the nation. Hillary Clinton is hated by many people in the Democratic Party. Barack Obama doesn't have all that baggage. He is clearly being cheated, and there's evidence of that, and it's come out in the press. Now, remember, we fingered election fraud in Ohio in 2004, and election officials have gone to prison for that now. It's been confirmed. We don't just finger fraud where it doesn't exist. Bev Harris, who helped produce and vet the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, is very conservative about what she said, and she said New Hampshire is clear fraud from pillar to post. She said New Hampshire, that the voting system there and the recount was, quote, a criminal enterprise. That is a quote from Bev Harris, and I agree with her. So we need to now start pointing out that this is fraud riddled. Do you really believe Republicans who universally, that I know, hate John McCain, do you really believe that this open border promoting, part of the Keating Five, gun control advocate, do you really believe that he has beat out Huckabee and Mitt Romney? As bad as they are, they were better than John McCain. We have a big story up on PrisonPlanet.com today dealing with John McCain. Top cop says McCain was never tortured. And we go off the word of Jack McClan, most highly decorated police officer, Phoenix, Arizona history. He was in black ops for more than 7 years in Cambodia and surrounding nations, had a top secret clearance. He couldn't get into it on air, but he said that everybody knew that McCain, day one, was put in a special cell, then taken to a hotel, lavished, did dozens of propaganda films against the U.S., turned over all the secrets. Well, I don't need for Jack McClan, who I trust implicitly, to tell me this. I've interviewed the veteran groups. I've interviewed people who were in the same camp as McCain when he was there for the first week. They've got their own websites and have documented this. And by the way, the claims of Jack McClam from secret evidence is actually admitted. I've seen documentaries about McCain where he admits that he didn't break his arms from torture. He broke his arms ejecting and not putting his hands over his chest out of his fighter jet when he landed in that lake. But there is media propaganda out there that McCain had his arms broken in torture. But that isn't even McCain lying. That's the media spinning and lying for it. This is the same media that told you Iraq had WMDs and yellowcake uranium and the aluminum tubes, and the same media that is constantly saying that waterboarding isn't torture. But it is an important story that is up on prisonplanet.com right now. We got a lot of callers here. Who is up first? Jeff in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Good to talk to you. Big fan.
Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to say that I think this election has me really stirred up and really confused and angry, and I don't really know where to turn. I just am thinking maybe we need a new approach. We need to do something more like what MLK and Gandhi did, for example. You know, we need to just call for mass boycotts and just focus a lot of our energy on talking to people about the corrupt food system and medical system and start boycotting those. That's how MLK defeated the U.S. government. That's how Gandhi defeated the British. I wrote a book that I published. I'm not going to plug it here. I just want to say that the point of the whole book is 230 pages to show that really the only way to defeat these people is through boycotting all the corporatist system.
Well, go ahead and plug your book. I don't care.
Oh, it's actually it's advertised on Prison Planet. It's called Corporatism. The last name of the author, me, is Grupp.
Well, send me a copy of it.
I think I did actually send you. I'll send you another one. I think I sent you one a couple months ago. I'm one of the regulars on Deagle's show. Been talking about. But anyway, I've just, with 230 pages of analysis, I've concluded that really the only way to get through, I mean, they're going to cream us in these elections because they've got control of that. They've got control of the internet. They've got control of all these systems. And the only way we can beat them is really to go through means that are not in their control, which is just people power, grassroots power, not using, I mean, you know, we have to use the internet and so forth, but we have to some way talk to person to person and start boycotting, because the whole system is controlled by money, and if we can take back the power of the money and put it in the people's hands,
I agree.
Control the society.
I agree. I appreciate your call. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food in grocery stores. Now about a third of it, and in better grocery stores, most of it is organic because people have been voting with their pocketbooks. If you don't like what Monsanto's doing with all this cross-species genetic engineered food and the other big agri companies, the biotech companies, stop buying it. Just 5 years ago, you couldn't find in major cities or small towns organic milk that didn't have the bovine growth hormone in it that's making girls as young as three go into puberty. You couldn't find it in stores. Now, I go to mainline stores here in Austin, and you don't even hardly see the old milk. It'll be over in one little corner that's got the hormones in it, and then there'll be five, six different brands of the organic milk. Now, the big corporates then come in and try to create fake certification groups. The feds passed a law 2 years ago where it can be 75% unorganic food products, and then they can still certify it as organic, but then consumer groups get wise to that and then create their own certification systems. And again, that's a microcosm of all of this. And so you're absolutely right, sir. Billy in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I spoke to you not too long ago. I have a question, but before I get to that, the New York Times has a breaking story. It says Romney to quit presidential race.
Yes, we have confirmed it. It's in the Associated Press.
Oh, okay. It's also New York Times. Just want to let you know. But I have a question. I recently got a job at a bank as a bank teller, but every day to log in and log out, I have to scan my index finger using, what's the software called? I think it's called BioScan 2. Maybe you could Google that. And I'm just wanting to know. I mean, I really don't want to keep the job, but should I quit solely based upon that?
I appreciate your call. Let me answer your question when you're off air. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, I made in 1997. I really produced it in 96 into 97. And the last 20 minutes of the film gets into the executive orders. Clinton signed an executive order saying that if the states wanted their highway funds, they had to adopt federal standards. So we already had a national ID card by 1995. The states had adopted it. In 2000, they had a United Nations summit, and the majority of nations in the world adopted global standards for biometric thumbprint, index fingerprint, digital photo for face scan identification, barcode, and scan strip. And they have now put that into place. And so in 2008, they're now telling us that we do indeed have federal standardized driver's license and ID cards, and they say you'll have to have it to have a job. But by the time they tell us we have a national ID card, We're 8-plus years into it being a world ID card. The tanning salons to go in, and if you have a membership, many of them thumbprint. The department stores to work at them, the grocery stores for 4 or 5 years now. Most of the big corporations are adopting this now to get into Disney World. You got a thumbprint. You got to do a hand scan to get into the major theme parks like SeaWorld. That's for 4 years now. Most public schools make the children thumbprint or handprint to get their school lunches. No cash allowed. Most schools now have it to get into the library. Cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the hallways, cameras in the classrooms, microphones, federally paid for, federally put in. They are now integrating it across the system, and they're going to have a national sales tax. That is going to be their excuse for federal authentication of all purchases. Now, this is, I have seen Governor Ridge, when he was head of Homeland Security, say this on C-SPAN. I've seen it in the federal documents. Chertoff has now talked about it. They're doing it right now. And you say, well, what do I have to hide? You know, I'll go ahead and do that. And they're having the fake conservative groups pitch it to us right now, saying, oh, we're going to get rid of the income tax and have a national sales tax. No, they're going to keep both. They're just going to change the name of the IRS. They're going to have a 10%, this is so important, 10%, quote, Social Security tax, and then they're going to start it out at a graduated from 20 down to zero, depending on your income bracket. Because the argument against the sales tax is the, quote, fair tax is, well, the poor will be hit the hardest. They're saying, no, don't worry. If you make under $15,000 a year, they're debating the number, $15,000 to $20,000 a year or less, you won't have to pay any sales tax. But to stop fraud, because people will send folks in who are in that lower bracket, and you're going to have to identify yourself and show what bracket you're in to not pay the tax, to see now if you're doing straw purchases for people, buying CD players, buying DVD players, computers, tractors, cars, clothes, food, cigarettes, alcohol, whatever the case may be, and going out and then selling it to people with the 15 to 20% sales tax not tagged on. This is how they're going to beguile you. Also, I saw 6 years ago, they have big corporate insurance meetings where the big heads of companies, the insurance companies, give them discounts if they adopt certain things, like drug testing all your employees and then making your employees lose weight or not allowing employees to smoke, even outside work. And it all sounds reasonable, but once that precedent's set, now we see internationally, international bodies lobbying here in the U.S. to, oh, don't let fat people come into restaurants. The feds are going to order, the states are going to order, with through the licensing of the restaurants that you thought was to keep salmonella off the counter or not to serve minors alcohol, sounded reasonable. They're now introducing legislation all across the country. Mississippi just did it this week. To where you will, as a restaurateur, if they look like they're overweight, come out with a tape measure and measure them, and now see you're not paid by the feds or the states, but you have to go enforce that. Now a nanny social worker state. And so this total grid, tracking everything you buy, everything you do, total surveillance, you say, well, what do I have to hide? It's governments throughout history. Why are they hiding everything? Why are they so secretive? They're going to use this to control you. They're going to use this to jack up taxes. Once everything's tied to a national ID card, even if you're using cash, that's a cashless society, and there's no escape from this system. How did I predict exactly what was going to happen more than 10 years ago? How was I able to make my first film 11 years ago and lay out exactly what's going to happen? I had the executive orders. I had the corporate documents. And this just came out yesterday. I never got to it, so I'll cover it now. DHS says real ID could be necessary for medicine. Now, I remember reading corporate documents where they get the Fortune 500 together and they say, we want you to go ahead and implement this. Remember how the big drug stores, didn't matter who it was, didn't matter if it was Texas or California or New York, didn't matter which big chain it was, whether it was Eckerd's or Walgreens or Save-On, did you notice how, going back about 6-7 years, suddenly you'd go in to get some Sudafed or some type of antihistamine or some kind of cold medicine, and they said, oh, we're taking down your name and number and a copy of your driver's license number, We have to look at it. And then suddenly the states all pass laws. Most states now have it. That was getting you ready to habitualize you to show your national ID card to buy and sell. Because if you've been used, everybody buys cold medicine a couple times a year, at least most people do, so you're being habitualized. Then it's cigarettes. Even I've seen 75-year-old women have to show ID. Or even if you don't smoke, I've seen 50, 60, 70-year-old people have to show IDs. They just say, we card everyone when they buy beer. Now it's lighter fluid. Now it's, you see, it's everything. DHS says real ID could be necessary for medicine. A top Homeland Security policymaker suggests that the recently released mandates for a de facto national ID card could help stop meth labs if the government required that pharmacies demand that the cold medicine buyers show their real ID. Now the feds are, not just the states, are going to be involved in your point of sale. Currently, individuals who want to buy over-the-counter decongestants containing pseudoephedrine have to show ID to a pharmacy clerk, sign a log sheet, and are limited to the amount they can buy. But see, that's not enough. And see how that magically happened in all 50 states? More of your calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com has been redesigned. Check it out.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
We're back live, continuing with your phone calls. I hope that you will take the last 5 minutes breakdown that I gave you and give it to everybody on YouTube and Live Leak and the rest of it, people need to know this is all being put in by design. I've been telling you for more than 10 years exactly what I said would happen is happening. They have said it publicly. All I'm doing is repeating what their plans are. But by publicly, it's at the industry managerial level. It's at the CEO level. They've only got to control a few thousand people. They just follow orders, and the federal regulators leave them alone. They play ball. The FCC leaves their cable licenses alone. And they are literally building a control grid. Brian in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hey, thank you for everything you do. On this John McCain and his accident with his shoulders, I phoned their office, and they did admit that it was done when he bailed or ejected out of his jet. It wasn't done by the Viet Cong. So, I mean, that there is, that's true. Hey, the other thing I want to ask you about is with Mr. Paul, his denial of 9/11, how much is that starting to come into, you were saying that he's starting to lose support. How much do you think that's got to do with his losing his support, his denial of 9/11?
I think it's a very small piece of it. Listen, I'm fully behind the campaign. I think he should have a third-party run. I've looked at it carefully, and this broker convention is pretty much a pipe dream. I mean, he can't have 5-10% of the vote and then go in there and have delegates come out and say they want Ron Paul. That's just not how it works, and that would be a PR disaster. Now, if he had 30% or something, that'd be different. I think we should all stay behind the campaign, keep promoting it. We've already won because we're getting the word out about liberty and freedom. Ron Paul is a wonderful candidate, and he's a dream candidate. He's just a fabulous person. But I have my right to free speech, and I think that they need to prepare and let people know that third party is the way to go, and they need to announce it very, very soon.
Hey, just changing a little bit with this thing with Bill O'Reilly, would you be willing to debate him on 9/11? I phoned his and I left a message for him, and I called him a coward. And he's always bragging how big he is. I think he says he's always 6'4". I heard that you're kind of a bodybuilder, and I've heard him.
I'm not a bodybuilder.
Oh, that was on some deal where they said you were. But you look like you're put up pretty good anyway.
I'm a little guy. I'm like 5'10". Listen. I gave up. My daddy's bigger than your daddy like 30 years ago. So I'm not, it'd be an intellectual fight. Look, Fox News has set me up to be a guest about 10 times. And they've canceled all but once, so I don't even really return their phone calls now. What happens is their underling producers want me on, and the higher-ups say, no, Alex Jones is persona non grata. And look, Bill O'Reilly only has 3 million viewers. They're legends in their own mind. Medium-sized talk radio shows have 3 million listeners. So they're legends in their own minds, and I would go on Bill O'Reilly's show anytime, any place, anywhere.
So why don't you have all your listeners phone, just bombard Fox News and challenge them to have you on, say, for 15 or 20 minutes, not a two-minute little thing. And I even told them, I said, they could have their minion Dennis Miller on helping out O'Reilly because I think he'd kick both their asses anyway.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir, but you know what would happen? O'Reilly would turn the microphone off. Or if he was in studio with me, he would get up and menace and threaten. He's done that before. He'll get up. But that's what his moron audience likes. A bunch of people on psychotropics who are 80 years old. So, the guy's got a zombie audience to begin with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.